Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all my global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. This is yet another Thursday night live open mic, and I'm so excited about it. We had an awesome, awesome time last week. All the men came through and really lit up my mic, and I am so forever grateful to them for gracing our airwaves last week. We anticipate so many other poets coming through and sharing in their voice this evening. Don't be afraid to share your voice because we embrace you in love, and this is all in fun, and we just appreciate you because this is what it should be all about, just fellowshipping with our fellow poets and lyricists out there, vocalists, comedians. Open mic is not just about spitting poetry, but it's about sharing any amazing talent that you have. If you're a comedian or if you're a vocalist, we certainly welcome you, because we always have so many people come on to the show who share many of their talents. So that's what we're going to open up the floor for you to do tonight. So without further ado, we're just going to get it started up in here. I want to say welcome to everyone that's here with us on the switchboard, as well as all of those who are in the chat room, Faze Poetry, Shanice Marie, and Guest 3935, and many others, and many on the switchboard for the 409, Eric Cole, 2542. 483-13-732, just to name a few, 909. We certainly are 202. We certainly appreciate your presence here. I'm going to get it started off with a short piece, and then we'll go from there. I need to clear my throat a little bit. You know, because we always should come prepared for the open mic, but it's just something about when you do all that talking, it seems like you lose your voice. All right. But I am going to read this sort of a short piece. You know, it's in one of my first books, poetry books, The Romantic Poetic Excursion, Erotic Splashes. This is just a simple, sweet piece. It's entitled Yearning Love. Barely visible in the dusk of the calming heavens, the moonlight silver lining escaping the lids of my mental conceptions, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to be one consistency, one complexion, eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you. The pages of my life unravels and reveals you. Yet another part of me that includes you. I've got to have you. My heart aches for you all the night through. It needs to lay parallel with only you. My soul moves steadily towards you. It gravitates to you. Like a magnet in a field of metal, but only my metal sticks to you. It's made for you. Your heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love just wouldn't be love without it beginning and ending with you. Eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I will not open them up unless I am opening up my eyes to behold you. That's my peace, yearning, love. All right, Detroit and online global, listen, I see that the lines are starting to fill up very, very quickly. So, you know, let me clap it up for my own self for that peace, and then we're going to go on here. All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned into the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is the hour of the Thursday night open mic live, and I am so anticipating the poets coming through and doing what they do. All right, let's take the first caller. Caller from the 409, you're on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
My stage name is Diva D. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. You know me as Donna Grant Thomas on Facebook. Thank you for the invitation once again. So my first piece.
Thank you for coming through.
My first piece is titled Twosome.
All right.
I want to be a two, not a one, but maybe the one. Trusted, loved, and reliable, a man's woman, the moon of his evening, the sun of his morning, the stars that dance in his eyes and light his midnight skies, the cloud that shades him in the heat of passion, the breeze that whispers, I love you, as it passes through the trees of our paradise, the rain that cleanses the dirt of the workday and the hurt from the past that shook his foundation. I want to be the tremble of his earthquake, though the fault is only a shift, like a paradigm that lifts us, places us on top of the mountain where hearts rest when they found their mate, their soul connection. I want to be a two. That's twosome.
And that's that. Let me clap it up for you, my sister, first of all. Yes, yes.
That is the coolest thing.
Did you say in that one line, you said you want to be the tremble in his earthquake?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I love that right there. That entire piece was awesome. Now, usually we like to find out a little bit of what brought you to writing that piece. Can you share just a tad bit, not much, but a tad bit of where that came from?
Well, for starters, I just wrote it today. In the honor of National Poetry Month, a group of poets get together and they write a piece a day. So that was the piece that I wrote for today. And it's just more or less about love. It's about the man that I hope to find and what I want to be to him, what I want him to be to me. And when I get that feeling, the passion just starts and I just write. And so I want to be a twosome. You know, I want to be part of a twosome.
Yes, ma'am. I feel that. Yes. You want to tell the people how to reach out and touch you and fellowship with you?
Well, on Facebook, of course, the number one is Donna Grant Thomas. And this is all new to me, so I don't know what else to say.
Oh, okay. All right. We usually ask the poets to give them information if they want people to follow them, if you got a fan page, if you got a book. So we kind of let you get an opportunity to plug yourself.
Oh, I have not set up a fan page. I have written one book. It's a devotional. It's online at lulu.com, lulu.com. My next book will be poetry, and it's still in the making. It's almost finished, but not quite. And I need to work on a fan page, I guess. So that'll be the next time. The next time that I join you, I will have a fan page, and yeah, I will have matured one more level. Thank you for that encouragement.
All right, now we certainly enjoyed you coming through. You're certainly welcome to always come and fellowship with us. We certainly enjoyed that piece. You know what? I'm gonna remember that line. I'm gonna be the triple in his offspring. Awesome. Thank you, my sister.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, now we're going to take the very next caller. First, I'm going to connect my co-host in. I see he has arrived in the building. Mr. CBG, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you join me this evening. I missed you last week.
I missed you. I feel like I missed something special for 2 weeks, believe me. one problem. I got another computer. I can't remember my login. So bear with me. I'm listening, but I'm trying to create a new password and everything while I'm sitting here listening, okay?
All right.
Because I can't log into the chat room or nothing until I do that, so.
Okay.
Just bear with me. I can hear everything that's going on. If you need me for anything, just say, Steve.
Okay. that's my co-host, y'all, so we have to chime him in for a minute. So we're going to take the very next caller. We have quite a few people from the same area code, so I am going to need to I'll call your first three extensions as well as your area code. Caller from the 252 area code, 313 is your first three digits. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from 252 and yes, you're on the air.
Did you say 313? That's why I was hesitant because you said 313. Okay, this is Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise.
What you going to share with us this evening?
It's called Vacation. Actually, I wanted to say that I enjoyed your piece, as well as Miss Donna Grant Thomas. And, That was really good. Okay, I've actually joined in on the challenge. I was a little late getting the memo with the 30, you know, the group of poets that were inspired to write a piece a day.
Oh,
and this
okay.
is the one I, yeah, and this is the one that I did today. It's called Vacation. Sweet, sweet TNT. Trinidad and Tobago is calling me, missing my family and friends in a big way. Or is it St. Lucia that's calling my name? Could it be Jamaica or St. Croix, Barbados or the Bahamas, or even the motherland? One thing I am sure of, I need a vacation, desperately. I'm longing for a place where I can be stress-free, if only for a day or seven, for a warm climate with crystal waters, coconut palm and banana trees swaying in the island breeze with a melody of their own, inviting me to take in its beauty, to taste its goodness. When the time is right, I will answer your call. I will bathe in your sea. I will build a castle in your sand. I will enjoy your land. In the meantime, a girl can dream and have an artist over to create a mirror while making plans to come your way. And that's that piece.
All right, Ms. Jacqueline. Let me type it up for you first, my sister.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Now, you certainly made me think about going on a vacation. We all could use a vacation, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I am certainly glad you shared that piece. You certainly brought some pleasantry with it, because it made me think about, you know, wanting to go on vacation, and I certainly definitely need one.
Yes,
but you brought it together really well.
Thank you.
Like you always do. You know, it's no surprise. When you come through, you always come through. You're so soft-spoken. You always say, well, I just have this little piece. But, you know, when you come through, you really you're very impacting, I should say.
Well, thank you.
Okay. You want to tell the people how to reach out and touch you and let us know about your books that you have out very quickly?
Sure. Like Donna, I'm actually on Facebook as well, Jacqueline Thomas Rome. And I have a couple of children's books, and I've written my first book of poetry. So if anybody wants to check out my site, it's booksbyjacqueline.net. That's JACQUELINE.net. That's booksbyjacqueline.net. I'm actually going to have a book signing coming up on the 28th, if anybody's in the 252 area code. I mean, if they're in the Elizabeth City or Edington area, they can come out. It's going to be on Broad Street at the Christian Bookseller in Edington, North Carolina, on the 28th from 11 to 2. Again, feel free to check out my website, booksbyjacqueline.net. And I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, my sister. We certainly appreciate your love and support that you always share here on the show. All right, that was Ms. Jacqueline, everybody. Yes, Jacqueline Rome. All right, make sure you reach out and support. We love to support one another. That's what it's all about. If you want your book purchased, purchase somebody else's book, and let's just, you know, share the love and, you know, keep love spreading. All right, we're going to take it down the line, go down the line, and take the very next caller on the air. Before we do that, we just want to acknowledge everyone that's in the chat room, all the guests, Faith Poetry, Shani Marie, Mr. Wing Dog, guest 8801-91-25-92-62, and a host of other guests that's, you know, popped in and out. We certainly appreciate your presence. All the people on the switchboard, we're loving your presence here. Make sure the call-in number is 917-932-8881. For those of you who want to be heard, select option one, and we will definitely connect you in and let you do what you do on the mic. All right, let's take a very next caller here. Caller from the 256 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have holding down the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? This is Wing Dog.
Hey, Wing Dog, how are you? All right, you chilling tonight?
Yeah, I'm just chilling. Get back enjoying the show. I want to read this piece called I Am Not the One, and if I think I may have read it before, but this is a revised version of it.
Okay,
it's called I'm Not the One. Say, baby girl, can we talk? See, when I first met you, I thought you were the one. My Eve, my Cinderella, my Ruth, my Nefertiti. And not just a nickel and a couple of pennies, but the whole dime. Spirit, body, and mind. Alluring and sexy, intelligent and compassionate. Deep conversation, movies, dinners, and sweet wine. And ebony jewels soon to be all mine. But just as I was ready to throw in my player card, I started seeing this big red waving signs. Then I noticed a brick wall fortified your heart, and there was a huge moat across your sacred castle that was keeping us emotionally apart. Girl, you're such a vibrant thing, and since you are so cute, let me put a cute tip in your ear. See, I'm not the one that hurt you. But you and I are equal ones, making us two imperfect beings striving to become as one. I just got out of a very abusive relationship, you admit it. My ex romanced me, caught me, then lied and cheated. I said, hold up, before going any further, hold up, you got me twisted. See, I am not the reason you are mentally traumatized. See, I know firsthand what it's like to be a victim of Cupid's arrows and then victimized. However, to the least, I deserve the same opportunity you gave others. So please do not judge me by the character of one trifling brother. Allow me to speak for myself and then, like a movie, watch my actions. See, I'm not the man that misused and disrespected you. I'm not the one that stepped on and crushed your pearls. And I'm not the one that lied to you like I don't have any issues. I do. I'm not the one that, with the foul mouth, calling you out your name. Currently, the way you feel about love, I'm not the cause, nor am I to blame. But, girl, you are so cute. Let me put a cute tip in your ear. See, I'm not the one that hurt you, but you and I are equal ones, making us two imperfect beings striving to become as one. Now, boo, trust me, I know that trust is a must and communication is essential. Like Old Spice is a must, funky vibes we can't hide or simply cover up. See, our dislikes and differences we must share and discuss. She replied, but I don't want another one, breaking my heart and telling me lies. I said, wait, hold up, I'm not just another one. And unlike your former other one, see, I'm a man that won't lie to you and say I give you anything. Sorry, baby, but the moon and the stars are not mine to give. See, I'm that one that will love you to death, but I'd rather love you to live. So I could take full advantage of the time given to learn you completely. See, I'm the, and take, so I can take advantage of the time to learn you completely. See, I'm that one that you can cleave with and become twain as one supernaturally. See, I'm not the one that hurt you, but you and I are equal ones, making us two imperfect beings striving to become as one. Well, I don't know if I'm ready yet. Listen, baby, give me your hand. See, I'm the one that you can help make a better man. I'm the one that can make a difference in your life, for I come equipped with a God-inspired vision and expectable plans. So I'm the one, that man that will consider you second, as long as you have reasonable demands. But both in our hearts, God has to be first, baby. I hope this you understand. See, I'm the one that will be your best friend and your caring lover, ready to answer whenever your love calls. See, I'm the one standing here with a chisel, ready to tear down that brick wall. And I'm the one willing to build a bridge across that moat that I may enter to your sacred castle, your innermost. See, I'm the one. I ask, are you the one for me? And girl, like Q-Tip said, you are such a vibrant thing, and you are so cute. Let me put a cute tip in your ear. See, I'm not the one that hurt you, but you and I are equal ones, making us two imperfect beings, striving to become as one. Now I hope I'll be the last one you have to give a chance to be your number one.
Listen, wait! Wow! Wow, you get it down! Woo! You know what, my favorite part in that entire piece is when you say, I am the one who will love you to death, but I'd rather love you to live.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, that's what's up. I glad you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed sharing that. Sorry I stumbled for a minute. I lost my spot there for a minute, but I just kept moving on through it. But, you know, I wrote that and it was inspired by, you know, I hear women all the time, you know, that have been hurt by somebody else or been, you know, been just come out of a bad relationship for whatever reason. But I'm like, you have to be willing to give love another chance and not judge me by that person, even though, you know, you may have your guard up. But, you know, like I said, I'm not the one that did that. At least give me an opportunity to prove that I can do to be better than that, you know what I'm saying? But this is a risk we all have to take when we out here in this thing called relationship and love.
Yes, sir. Wow, great explanation. And, you know, I just really, that line right there just popped out, and I just like, well, he put it down. I really like that line. You know what? I liked it so much that I wrote it down. I got to remember one.
I normally, when I read this site, I normally repeat that because it is such a powerful phrase, you know, just, you know, we always say I love you to death, but, you know, I'd rather love you to live, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that stands out when I wrote it, too. I was like, wow, you know, but it do bring it's a very resounding, profound statement, though. Thank you once again, Ms. Poetic Eve, for letting me share and giving us this opportunity for my poetry to be heard. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I thank you guys for coming through and sharing your voice because, you know, this is where people hear you guys and know who you are and absorb your words and take them all in and just really feel it. I love doing this because it's just a honor and pleasure to be able to fellowship with so many fantastic poets out there. Just amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine you meet a lot of great poets and people, you know, doing this. But anyway, I'm not going to take no more of your time. I'm going to fall back and get somebody else the mic and just continue to enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for letting me step to the mic.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, that was Mr. Wing Dog putting it down.
Mr. Wing Dog did put it down, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I just love that line. You know, it made me smile just from that line. You know, that was just really, you know, really impacted, very profound. You know, I think any woman, I know you a man, Stevie G, but I know you know, you can feel that piece right there, that line right there.
Brother put it down, you know what I'm saying? He put it down, you know, just because I'm a woman don't mean I can't feel what he's saying, you know. I might steal some of them lines. Thanks, Wing Dog.
All right, we're going to keep it going here. We're going to break it up just a little bit. I see so many of you still on the switchboard. Just hang in tough, because you know we got to mix it up just a little bit and bring it and shake it up a little bit more. I see everybody on the kind of on the tip of love and compassion and all of that. So we, you know, hopefully we can keep that going. If not, you know, we take it like you give it. All right, but let me play one of our spoken word artists up in here, who happens to be one of my favorite spoken word artists out here, and that is Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. And I'm going to play his piece entitled Romantic Blues.
Outdoors, and where I sit alone now without you, I'm try to keep my mind away from missing you. I try to keep my heart from hurting by rewinding to those sweet, sexy, good times I had with you. To those sweet times, I throw up a toast to those moments with you. I talk to you and hear you groaning and sighing as if I am still in you. A doctor would call me crazy, but baby, I'm just crazy for you. You see, I haven't aged a day since you've been away, because I'm stuck in time reliving our last times. I think about the last time I pinned you to the wall and kissed you so hard you almost lost your breath. I find myself back under your dress while you're pinned to that wall. You feel my arm rising up. You feel my hand squeezing your nipples. You feel my lips parting your thighs as my tongue caresses you all the way up. When I arrive, I find your round marble a sweet pulsating sensation. I remember you lost your breath as you slumped down the wall. Yes, I'm living in the past, and damn good to be there. And since I'm there, as I rise up from my squat, I share your juices from my lips with kisses of your sweet honey taste. Damn, I'm living in the past. I've got the romantic blues when I think of you. I'm spending time romancing memories of sweet, sexy times with you. My body, it hardens just from the thought of you. How is it I can feel your tongue from my shoulders and down my spine as you are kissing my behind in the early morning dawn? Your body heat is grinding. You're wanting. You're waking me up to your sunshine in your early morning slippery dew. I feel you being too tight or me being too big as you ease down the flagpole. The look on your face is priceless. Every moment I spent with you is priceless. Now you're gone physically, but you're still here with me emotionally. I'm sitting here by this mental fire alone, happy, your mind sad, I'm not yours. I was a happy man penetrating deep inside everything that you spread wide. So baby, what can I do to get back in you and relive those good times? Can't you see, baby? I've got the romantic blues when I think of you.
So many days since you went away, I often think of you night and day. But I know that someday, darling, I won't be troubled no more.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station. And this is the hour of the Thursday night open mic live with your host, Ms. Poetic E, and Mr. Stevie G, holding it down in the evening time. That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with the Romantic Blues. He's a spoken word artist and a musician, and he will be on my stage this September. I am so happy that he accepted my invitation, and we got it on a lot, so I so appreciate him. He's definitely talented and got much, much different flavor, but we all got our own little flavor in this poetic world, but we got to love it, all the flavors that we have to share. All right, Mr. Stevie G, how you doing over there? Stevie G?
Can you hear me?
Oh, no, I couldn't hear you at first. just checking in on you.
Hey, I'm just enjoying.
Okay.
I can't believe that I can remember my password, but, you know, I haven't had to put it in so long.
Yeah.
So.
That's all right.
Whatever, I'm here.
All right. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We're going to take some more callers, and we're going to take the next caller, from the 216 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic D and Mr. Stevie G. Who's stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, this is Nate Dizzle.
What's up?
Nate Dizzle! How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Stevie G?
I'm good. Nate, how you doing?
Pretty good. I can't complain.
That's good,
what
Nate.
What you going to do tonight, Nate?
Tonight, I have a piece called Fan Negro.
All right. Break it all down.
You say you hate me, and I believe you do, but you give power to someone who's similar in color, but they not from the motherland, nor do we have the same mother. The Fan Negro, given a tax-free status, but if you come in their store a couple of pennies short, they'll remind you that's tax fee for me. So if you short, go ahead and put it back. No point in begging me. They hire young black females to work in their store, to whisper in their ears, "Fuck your boyfriend, you don't need him no more." You see, they look at black women as whores. Just tell them no, you can't have this pussy, and they'll quickly tell you, "Well, we don't need you no more." They sell pornos of black sisters in local stores and want to hire them for a cashier, but it's really to fuck them behind closed doors. Sisters with low self-esteem fall for this shit because of the amount of money thrown. She got her boyfriend thinking, "Damn, baby, do you know how much money we throw?" Meanwhile, their women stay draping head coverings and face coverings, and as much dirt as a San Negro is allowed to do, it might as well be eyes coverings, too. They disrespect black men until reminded by brothers, "You may be tax-free in this society, but after I tax that ass, you gonna know what's been bothering me." They sell synthetic weed, nose candy, single cigarettes for a dollar, and double the price for beer and smokes. Have I got it right so far, folks? They show up in line at the welfare office to apply for stamps, having contributed nothing to the system. As I sit back and write, I'm wondering, who's really the victim? Then you have the American-born San Negroes. You may be American-born, but the blood that flows through your veins still leads to overseas. The way y'all kill American troops, y'all swarm them like some killer bees. I swear, we ain't over our head. So before I go any further, I think I'm going to put this one to bed. That's my piece.
All right, Nate Dizzle. She's definitely brilliant. Black people have to go to the table. Break it on down, you could be good.
Nate brought it down again. Nate put it down.
Yes, he did. A great humor and light up the place.
Thank you.
So glad you shared that piece with us this evening. You know how we do. Let the people know how to reach out and touch you.
Well, right now I'm not on Facebook. I set my page down. Right now I'm doing stand up at different lounges and clubs in Cleveland. So I like to. Some things like Facebook, I find it like a lot of people take what other people say and then reword it, and it's like everybody wants to be a, like, advice expert. You know, and I can respect you if you have your own radio show like you do or a talk show or whatever, then I can respect you. But when you got everyday people and they got 1,000 things to say, come on, and then you know you keep hearing the same thing from other people as you hear them saying, it's like it's redundant to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I truly understand. And well, I definitely have to definitely find a way to support you because, you know, I've been saying you Mr. Funny Man from the law. you definitely have to find a way to connect with me so I can figure out how we can support you in your stand-up. We definitely want to be there for Mr. Nate Dizzo.
Okay, for sure, for sure. If you, I'll come back again in the show if you got time. If, you know, I got plenty more, believe me. I write every day, so.
Okay. Well, that was Mr. Nate Dizzo. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying thank you for your show and the opportunity to call in. It's very entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and always sharing your voice. All right, that was Mr. Nate Dizzo, everybody. We're going to take the very next caller on the air and keep the show going right here. Caller from the 615 area code, you're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have coming up to the mic tonight?
Hey, hey, y'all. This is Jazzy Sibeli checking in.
Hi, Jazzy. I knew that was you, girl. What you going to share with us this evening?
I have a piece called Beauty, and I just recorded. It's coming up on my next album is coming out sometime this spring, so I'll probably be doing a video for it soon, so kind of look out for that. So, it's called Beauty. She needed a friend, so she looked at me to confide. She was having thoughts, contemplating suicide. Beauty is her name, but inside she feels ashamed. But on the outside, she's sweet on the eyes and thick in the hips and the thighs. She asked if we could take a trip down memory lane. Flipping over the hourglass, she began to explain how her childhood wasn't so great. Her mother abandoned her when she was only 8. Left a note on the refrigerator. It said, "See you later. I found something greater." Leaving empty cabinets just to feed her habits. Gone, without a hug or a kiss. Not knowing if her family she would miss. Leaving a husband and kids, daughters at that. And she said that she's a spitting image of her mother in fact. Trying to fill all that was voided, herself she explored it. During her teenage years, she had sex with multiple partners, even some of her boyfriend fathers, no bothers, because being molested at 12 had already scarred her. As she got older, her heart grew colder. Cold until it became numb, and life itself was no longer fun. One day while looking in the mirror, she caught a glimpse. She didn't recognize herself and wanted to give up ever since. She didn't know how to tie loose ends into knots. Realizing true beauty, she was not. Living with mistakes and mishaps, she was afraid that she would break down and relapse. So I told her to take it day by day. Piece by piece, and that we will pray together until these demons cease. Every day that we're alive, it gives us another opportunity to bond with the Lord and ourselves, forming a spiritual unity, which makes us all beautiful. The end.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That was such a serious piece, but you made it. You took a negative, situation and made it a beautiful situation. As far as you know, recognizing the beauty in life in itself, really. And I really like the way you just put that together.
Thank you. And it's sad because the story itself is like a combination of 3 females that I know personally that went through different things. So I kind of like took their stories and just made it into one because there are some women that have been through all of the things that I spoke on. And I mean, that's the reality of it. So we need to, you know, not only teach our daughters and the young women about, you know, being beautiful on the inside, but just, you know, humans as a whole. So.
Yes, I feel that. I really like the way you put that, because you took a negative situation and brought beauty into it. So all I could say, what it was beautiful, because that truly defines what it was. Yeah. All right, Ms. Jazzy Sedelli. You know I'm a fan of yours. So let the people know how to reach out and touch your fan pages and all of that.
Yes, ma'am. You can find me on Facebook. I have a Jazzy Sedelli fan page. You can also find me on Reverb Nation. The spelling of my name, JazzySDLIHC. And then you also follow me on Twitter at Ms. Jazzy 909.
All right. Reach out and touch the Left Fellowship with Miss Jazzy Sedelli. She's doing it big, y'all. She's putting the time in. All right. Thank you, Miss Jazzy. We certainly appreciate
Thank
you.
You,
my sister. You're welcome. All right. We're going to take the very next caller here. All right. Caller from a 240 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
This is Mime Poet. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Mr. Mime Poet. Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Been a while.
Well, you were here just last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was last week. Yeah, I forgot. I was there last week. Yeah.
What you gonna do for us tonight?
I'm gonna do an old piece. It's called My Crazy Life in America.
All right.
I remember times on this class if I was sick, but I was whack. I did my chores and all that. Trying to concentrate on my homework whilst my windows guns capped. And mad every night before 10 o'clock, I listened to those silly fools talking about you can be a doctor, please. I'm supposed to believe that in my hood. I don't see that. Your lesson fields with medicine, math, and chemistry, engineering, electronics. I'm learning school fee and home economics. They never teach me how to pick up a book. Tell them to teach me how to cook and clean, work with your hands like an unman. When I'm a root class law enforcement officer, pass. Tell me how Malcolm was bad, how Martin was good, how blacks live in hoods and Africans live in woods, and if you're Mexican, you're lazy and no good. And what I thought I believed in, it was simple as that. And if you teach me hate, I won't hesitate to hate you back. And if you teach me nothing, then I won't be nothing, and my kids won't be nothing. And peep, as the circle continues to perpetuate all the mess I got into. My bill's result, population, concentration, frustration got me packed in back and forth. About the blow you saying, just get out, but where do I go? To my right, red gangs are telling me to join and die. To my left, blue gangs are telling me to join and die. And all these hustlers, hookers, and crack addicts, and all I had is all I have is automatics pointing at me instead of really me. Crime on my mind, living hard in a ghetto tone, bar tones, magazine, flat tones. I make age 25 getting hit, but I never make age 26. Time is ticking and talking, but my nines won't stop another brother getting pop. I don't care for people dying, but every night their mother's crying. Cover up that's weakened and creeping in my gut. I saw a kid get popped. I saw a capacitor didn't stop. That's when a light was shown. That's when I realized we're on our own. I joined a gang to belong to truth. I never thought I wanted to belong to. Till I left a brother named Jesus Christ, told him to be illegal and still be cool. I'm still making, I'm still dressing like a gangster crook, but if it's just I'm packing my Mac 10, I got a book. I'm going back to school and kids are laughing, but so am I, because I'm passing diligence and discipline class count. I miss again, test not this again. When will it end? 8 years later, my degree, EMD. Staying for tests, I don't like her shooting little kids, getting in fights. Shooting kids will make you hard for 25 years, but knowledge will make you hard for life. That's my piece.
All right, Mom.
Oh, my boy, let's stop it. I'll stop it. Oh, that's right, like it's like you took us deep in the streets and put it down, and then you brought us into a testimony. Like, wow, is that what we were hearing?
Yeah, thank you.
Right, you broke it down. Yes, man, you told the story also, and you know, in the one instance, and I can tell you just ran with it.
Yeah, it's an old poem, so I have memorized like really good.
We said really appreciate you sharing that piece and bringing, you know, a testimony to poetry. And let the people know how. I know you have some books, so let them know how to, you know, support and reach out and touch you.
Well, you can support me at my website, poettreyknowles.com, www.poettreyknowles.com. And I have two books for sale. One is called, I forgot what my books are called. Crossing Tides, The Healing Process. And the other one called I Live in Him, I Walk in Him, and in Him I Stand. So two
all
books
right.
for sale. They're both, one is $14.99, one is $19.99. And also you can buy them at Barnes & Noble.
All right. Reach out and touch them. Thank you so much, Mr. Mindport, for always coming through. We certainly appreciate you when you come through. And,
thank you.
All right. The time is winding down, everybody, and I am so enjoying everyone that's under the sound of my voice. You guys have just been really, you know, coming through and just really blazing this mic tonight. And I think my co-host is going to put some time in tonight.
Yeah, I got a little something I haven't read in a while that I really appreciate.
All right.
So. The name of this poem is The Power of Love.
Yes.
The omnipotent power of love is so great, it's embedded in every life form God creates. We as humans have become focused on sex. Love is something we now consider highly complex. We incorporate sex in every avenue of our lives today. We even put our bodies on public display. God has given us the greatest gift to mankind, thoroughly self-searching, and most still can't find love, for we are the receptacle of its affection and the overseers of love's deception, sex, which over time has tried to supersede love's presence, but the power of love has an outstanding essence. Love cannot be pushed around by Satan's aggression. Sex is just an overly advertised obsession. Love dwells in the hearts of every man, woman, and child. Love is joy, laughter, and a gracious smile. Love is a kind gesture that moves a heart, a smooth ending to a rocky start. Love is answered prayers and time shared. It's the feeling you get when you know someone cares. God has truly enriched our hearts with his blessing. When hearts are wounded, love is the most effective dressing. Have you ever tried to figure out why love is so hard to comprehend? Because love was created in the minds of God and not in the minds of men. So let love in your heart take control of your spirit and mind. This will allow you to find a new you that's kind. Love is the crying heart for our troubled times, from natural disasters to senseless hate crimes. Even the worst of mankind can't disregard the love they facilitate. Deep down inside the hate, love is working hard to segregate. We can't live in this world without the love God has given us. Just take a look around at all the chaos and turmoil, and you should recognize we need love. It's obvious. My prediction is love will one day conquer all hate, for love is power, and God's love is great. And that's my piece.
Oh, my goodness, baby G. Oh, I love, love, love. You know, my co-host, you know you put that one down. That seals the deal for tonight.
Thank you.
If you ran that piece, it must have been a long time ago.
I wrote that piece a while back.
Oh, wow. I absolutely love, you know what, it's love is simple, and we do complicate love, and then you know, the thing about love is that, you know, people take love for granted.
You know something? I figured that sex is one thing, okay? You can have sex with a person, and, hey, it feels good, it feels great, you hit the right spot, she hits the right spot. But when it all boils down to it, that's just a temporary thing, but love will make enhance sex to a new level. So without love in your sex life, it's just a regular sex life. It ain't nothing but sex.
Mm. Okay. You heard the male perspective on that.
That's a male perspective. I just think that's a general perspective that most people that have had both will realize, you know.
Yeah.
It's not male or female. It's just that, I mean, affection and love enhances relationships. So why wouldn't it enhance sex?
Absolutely. You put the hammer on the nail. All right. Mr. Stevie G, I just want to take this time to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It's just near that time. It's just been a wonderful pleasure just having all of you come through and share here on the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of the Thursday night open mic live. I want to thank so many of you for reaching out and touching me about this September's event. We have definitely confirmed Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, Mr. Romeo Denani. We have Mr. Zach Matthew, who is a hip-hop artist. We have quite a few people that's coming in here for this September 29th for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. If you're interested, definitely reach out and touch me. You can call Michael Michelle Publishing, and we'll get all those messages at 734-365-6685. We will be posting the information for hotel information and all the detailed information. We're still waiting on a couple of faces so we can, you know, make sure we put that in our advertising. But those are the confirmed people who will be here. We do. We are going to have a mixture of spoken word artists, comedians, R&B artists, a plethora of different type of talented people. So make sure that you stay locked and stay connected with me here or either on Facebook to keep up with what we're doing with that. And we're definitely going to be putting out the advertising and the promotional things we need to. So, again, thank you so much again for showing this show. So much love. Without you, there is no show. So we certainly embrace you in love and I'm losing my voice here. We embrace you in love and certainly wish you well in all that you're doing. Be successful. Support one another if you can. That's one of the things that I like to do, support people whenever I can and how I can. I think that's a small gesture of kindness, you know, when you're able to support someone who's doing, out there doing something worthwhile. And with all that being said, I think my co-host is going to take us all home tonight, CBG.
Yeah, I'm going to take us home. I'm going to do a little Natalie Cole.
All right. Love you, everybody. Thank you.
That was Peaceful Living, y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. Catch y'all next week.
Night, all.